Democrats need to win a net 24 seats in the 2018 midterm election to win Congress. A 34-year-old teacher from Shaler Township in Allegheny County hopes to be one of them. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports on the campaign working to flip Pennsylvania's 12th district. It's recognized as one of the most gerrymandered districts in the state.
Welcome.
Aaron Anthony, his wife Lauren, 2-year-old daughter Adelaide, and cat Cyrus recently moved into this single-family home in his native Shaler, just north of Pittsburgh, along the Allegheny River.
This is a little bit of a hidden gem. There's lots of kids.
Anthony was a high school English teacher, but right now he's working towards his PhD at the University of Pittsburgh. Over dinner, he lists a few of his hobbies.
In the teacher band, I play keyboards, and I play guitar in the sea shanty band.
Right, 2 bands is too many.
But these days, his time is occupied with other things. Lauren keeps the family's calendar.
Every single aspect of our life right now is different or stressful or a little bit chaotic sometimes, but it's just trying to stay balanced in all of that and keep prioritizing.
Turns out running for Congress is a lot of work, especially for a Democrat in Pennsylvania's 12th. The state's congressional map was last drawn by Republicans in 2010. The district is shaped like a hammer. The handle starts east in Cambria County, Johnstown, and Somerset. It catches some of Pittsburgh's northern suburbs while leaving the less affluent Riverside communities to vote with the city. The head of the hammer extends all the way to the Ohio border. Not long ago, this was a blue district. Democrat John Murtha was its representative from 1974 to 2010. Incumbent Republican Keith Rothfuss has been in office for 4 years. So, how did clean-cut family man Aaron Anthony get into the mix? It all started last December when a group of friends met up to talk about what they could do about their dissatisfaction with the newly elected President Trump.
One thing leads to the next, and we came up with this idea that maybe the best way we could use our energy would be to focus all of it on flipping one district. So all of our volunteer energy, all of our resources, all of our money into one district.
That's Brandon Blash-Cohen explaining the backstory to potential supporters at a campaign event. He's a nonprofit director in Pittsburgh, but now he also does communications for the Anthony campaign, along with people they met on semester at sea 14 years ago. The rest of the team moved to Pittsburgh from Canada, Seattle, and San Francisco to volunteer.
And then we needed a candidate.
They decided Anthony's their guy.
We literally knocked on his door, singing Christmas carols.
So he invited them in.
We pitched the idea to him. He kind of laughed at us.
They all went out bowling, had a few beers, and the next day?
The next day, he called and said, I talked to my family, and I'm feeling the call to action, and I'm in.
Now the campaign's in full swing. Almost every day, there's some sort of meeting with stakeholders, other legislators, or a fundraising event like this house party in Squirrel Hill. It's a meet the candidate sort of thing.
Hi, my name's Aaron. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy you guys are here, too.
He talks about his background, his family, and his current research as a doctoral candidate. He's looking at how to predict the cost of college for lower-income families. Families, he says, are less likely to take advantage of existing financial assistance.
I share that not to tell you about my dissertation because, although it is really interesting, I think it is a lesson, though, that carries over, that it's not just a matter of throwing more money at financial aid, it's also a matter of making systems more accessible. And that goes beyond just college.
His platform's pretty simple. Don't just react. Prevent problems by investing in things like healthcare and early childhood education. He likens the political status quo to a leaky roof at his house.
It was like a minor thing, and it's gonna be like $1,600. You really wanna pay that? Well, it's gonna be like $5,000 3 years from now. And I think that's also what is so evident in politics today. It's the short-sightedness of dealing with consequences once they pile up.
He says his policy analysis work is carrying over in ways he didn't imagine.
If the reason I was studying education policy was to have an influence in policy, what better way than to actually legislate?
Attendee Jacob Mira says Democrats will have to rely on actual policy knowledge to win or keep seats. He says support from the party or being anti-Trump isn't going to cut it in the midterms.
It can't be about money. It has to be about ideas.
The Anthony campaign says it's confident about the prospects of their effort in part because the 2016 election brought out lots of new voters and small donors. But Mira says the small grassroots group that he organized last fall is already seeing attendance declining.
There was a lot more back in January around inauguration, but people have, you know, fallen off since then.
Stay-at-home dad Nathaniel Yap's enthusiasm hasn't wavered. He says the biggest impact he can have is to look outside his safe blue district in the city for districts that can be flipped. He says, like plenty of others, he contributed to special elections across the country this year. The Anthony campaign itself has already received contributions from nearly all 50 states.
It's so dorky that, like, it's crazy that we know congressional districts and numbers now, by the way, that aren't your own.
Yap is at this event to learn more about this campaign strategy before he decides to donate.
I do feel like I myself am guilty of living in a little bit of a bubble.
What have you guys been doing to try to get out there and get to know the district?
All of us come from a service background. Volunteerism is really important to us, and we think that volunteerism, public service, is one of the best windows into a community.
And the campaign says they're organizing those service projects, like trail maintenance in Johnstown or working at the Westmoreland County Food Bank, to hear people's stories and learn what issues matter to them. They say that work can break down party lines, and people across this sprawling district have more in common than they think.
Mama! You didn't eat enough dinner.
You want some pizza,
Emily? Or pizza? I'll negotiate for banana.
Back in his living room, Aaron Anthony says his campaign will stay the course, even after four Democrats lost in four special elections this year, trying to do the same thing he's doing, flip a district.
I don't want to read another analysis of another way to split or interpret that election. I mean, whatever you're looking for, you could have found somebody saying it.
He says time is on his side and predicts further dissatisfaction with things like the Republican plan for health care might motivate people to look for something new and back him. But he's realizing why there aren't more 30-something candidates. He says running is a big sacrifice for his small family, which shares one car and often takes the bus. But if he were working full-time, it would be impossible to campaign.
We're running into, time and time again, different barriers that are in place for somebody who's not either independently wealthy or very well politically connected. Today I was very wrapped up and taking a long time to work on FEC financial disclosure forms. I'm very, very scared of doing something, just a little mistake that might get me disqualified.
Anthony and his wife have had some pushback from their own families about what the campaign would mean for them.
And I recognize it's a little audacious to think, well, I can do that. It wasn't an easy decision by any means, and it hasn't been easy. It comes down to, like, to Adelaide, to our daughter, when we think about the world that she's growing up in.
Anthony has two registered Democratic opponents for the primary next spring. The winner will face Rothfuss in the midterm election next November. I'm Virginia Alvino-Young, 90.5 WESA News.